swan on the nest. The white swan, a frightening arch, its bare hiss over nest and cradles. The giant leaps with a roar, and the shadowy predator flees. The yew tree. In 6 millennia, I have seen many obscure community notices. Appearances of impending night, blurs in the darkness of heavy midday rain. I continue to stare at these creatures. A static, silent, rooted point of view. What community use am I? Churchyards are littered by burnt-out websites. The schools are patched and pockmarked by the stones and words of contemporary barbarism. All humankind to me was dawning dew. At eve it drinks the sap of poisoned yew. At noon in stones like lizards lie our saints. At dusk, their dust, the darkness slowly taints. The wild geese. A wind-blown howling. This old orchestra plays on its own. There is no conductor, and the auditorium glistens with shards, pieces of time smashed by casual stones from a still-present past. The formulae of distant wolves that howl amid the chairs that once were learned. Iconoclasm? But why are these abstractions so destroyed? Was the science so meaningless as to yield us no function of the beating heart? And how many roads must a man walk down amid echoes and shades of old renown? The colours of time that is life rescind, and the answer is blowing in the wind. Lluest Trehan. Pines of Lluest Trehan give sound to time, for history would have broken step, and there would be no reason for this rhyme. Why let this ruin irritate the strep in the throat? The farmhouse is a pile of old stone, that is all, centrally arranged to sell it all, let spit it out in style. A poisoned well and a caved-in roof deranged at an angle to the pterodactyl. Clawing at 10,000 years of pure land to make a pipeline full of human bile, and dissolving the hourglass in its sand, around the pines, around this ruin blows the rage of time. The blood of people flows. A translation of Dafydd ap Gwilym, part of the Cywydd, May. The Lord knows that goodly ray, first gentle light, the growth of May. Great greenery soars away this first day of mellow May. The strong trees keep me at bay, great Lord is heaven of May. The wise bards did not missay, the world's glory is in May. Dawning traperies repay the generous Lord of May, sent me warmly to portray with hazel brush the green of May. High florins that won't betray fleur-de-lis of treasured May. Groves that keep me away, cloak me too in leafy May. Angered that time won't delay, I dread the leaving of May. Gently she comes to waylay the harmony of quiet May. Fosterer of bards, nosegay, maid of the pleasures of May. Baptized son of God, parley with me the glory of May. Heaven purify, assay, my world, my living in May. Dylan. Now why did Dylan Seasun leave the land? He came from waters of the wave's blue brow, he left a living imprint in the sand. His words of Lochan were wrought with silver hand, but flew away like fledglings from the bough. Now why did Dylan Seasun leave the land? Did the tide come in to claim its own and cut away the landlocked with its plough? He left a living imprint in the sand. Did the ebbing tide despair and leave bland, endearing greed to suckle from the sow? Now why did Dylan Seasun leave the land? Did Heron sternly speak and then demand that waters are what words and thoughts allow? He left a living imprint in the sand. His shadows are what golden words command. At dusk he left his being to avow. Now why did Dylan Seasun leave the land? He left a living imprint in the sand. Getluestad burning. The machine has stopped. The earth is trembling. Individuals descend towards ground, tinged and sudden. A laboratory in which green is worked to desolation is all that is left of Getluestad. The bones of being lie on stony ground, torn up by bikers burning randomly, millennia made of heather, gorse and trees. Authorities cower in many lies and search among charcoal for inertia. They are there on paper, but tire tracks write history with roaring dust and flame. Now the green coming of humankind sees an inferno of copper-coloured trees.